all about objects. By now, you learn about what NVDA does, at least in terms of basic commands. But then, we haven't really understood how you can use NVDA in popular applications. Now is the time to learn about one of the powerful features of NVDA, that feature being object navigation. In the first half of tutorial 3, we'll talk about what an object is and introduce you to some of the examples where object navigation is useful. We'll talk about object hierarchy and how you can use that fact to navigate around desktop and Windows Explorer. In the second half, we'll talk about more object navigation and tricks that NVDA has about objects, such as dimensions and activating the object at hand. We'll also learn more about how to use mouse with NVDA and introduce you to flat review, a way to navigate around the application. So, let's get started, shall we? What is an object? I'm sure you might be wondering, where does the real power of NVDA come from? Well, obviously, you cannot use NVDA with those basic commands that I outlined in a previous tutorial. So, the real power of NVDA, I would say, comes from object navigation. So what exactly is an object? When you hear the word object, you may think of so many other at least two things. Well, many people says object is something that you can feel, something you can see, something that you can touch, and so forth. In other senses, object could be something that you dislike. Like, I object to particular policies and whatnot, which means you're expressing negative attitude and so forth. Object also could mean something that you can something of your own, like objective like statement and so forth like that. As opposed to subjective statement when there's a clear rule on what it says, but then an objective statement is something that you can make up and make up your own statements and so forth. In computing, object is something that you can see, you can feel, and so forth. Well, so it's, in a way, it takes on the first definition. An object could be anything on a computer system. It could range from a small USB thumb drive used to store NVDA portable copy. It could be a file that you listen to on media player. It could be network card that you use to log on the internet. It could be a program, all the way up to the system software that powers your computer, which is termed operating system. So an object has its name. So let's say the name of a file. It has attributes such as the contents of the file, whether what the date modified date is. In the case of hardware, it could be a memory capacity of a USB stick. It could be number of keys on a keyboard, who manufactures such and such monitor, and so forth. In addition to name and attributes, in computing, object could also show anything that contains it, or any objects that are contained in this particular object. The relationship of contained by and contains, that expresses what's called object hierarchy, or parent-to-child relationship of an object. Let's take a website for instance. When you hear the word website, and when you navigate to a website, you expect to see a number of links, a number of headings, and so forth. Not all websites has all the features that you expect on a website. For instance, some websites may lack a flash object, while some websites may lack a form field, for instance, or some other webpage could be composed entirely of form fields. So to plug the concept of objects to websites, each website can be considered an object. And each object, the website object, contains, as you may have guessed, website elements such as form fields, links, headings, flash objects, and so forth. And the website object is displayed on a web browser. So the object that contains the website object is the web browser itself. To put it in a technical terms, each element on the website is what's called a child of the website object. And the parent of the website object is web browser application itself. So you may be wondering, what are the children of web elements? It depends on what the web element is. So for example, if the web element is a list, the children of the list are the items themselves. For a combo box, the children of the combo box are the items that you can use, that you can choose. Similarly, you may be asking, what is the parent of the website object and the web application itself? Well, I should say web browser itself. As you recall, the parent of the website is the web browser itself, which allows a website to be displayed. And the parent of the website web browser is the OS itself, Windows. So in Windows and other OSs, the root of all objects is the operating system itself, or desktop. Let's use a file system analogy. Excuse me. On a typical computer, you may have different drives. You can have a hard drive, you can have a USB flash drive, you can have a DVD burner on your computer. And these are objects themselves when you look at objects. And these drives in computing, as you see later in this tutorial, are what's called siblings. A group of objects that are contained by a parent. Each of these in a group can contain objects of their own. So drives are objects, at least as far as Windows concerns them. And then suppose you want to go into one of the USB flash drives where you might have NVDA installed on a folder called NVDA. I should say, create a portable copy, I should say. So you open the USB flash drive. So you open one of the objects in the drive list. So what are the things you should expect from the USB flash disk? You expect to see some folders, and you expect to see some files inside that. So we're now at the root folder of the flash disk, and the directories are the children of the node, children of the root drive. Well, I should clarify that directories and files are the children of the root folder. The files, they have no children of their own anymore, so these are technically called leaves. Leaves are objects which has no more children of its own. But then, as you guess, folders have children. Folders could have one or more files, or could have one or more subdirectories, where there are empty folders. So you open one of the folders that's called NVDA, and you see files related to NVDA portable versions, such as documentation, user config, and add-ons, and so forth. And then there are other files, such as NVDA.exe, which is used to open NVDA program. And then you open one of the folders called documentation, and you look at language codes, which so that documentation is organized into languages. And each language folder, for example, EN for English, could have three things, three files max, in this case, the changes document, the user guide and keyboard, and quick reference guide. So to summarize, the root drive could have a number of children, the root folder that is, One of the children could be NVDA, a subdirectory, which also has its own children, a number of subdirectories and number of files. And one of the subdirectories is called documentation. Documentation could have children of its own, which are the language codes for documents. And each language code folder, you can have children, which are files. And working backwards, say from the English folder, when you're looking at the user guide file, so the parent of the user guide file is, in terms of directory structure, the English folder. Then the English folder is a subfolder of the documentation folder. And the documentation folder is the parent of English folder in a sense. And documentation folder is one of the subfolders or a child of NVDA. So the NVDA folder is the parent of the documentation folder. And the NVDA folder is one of the folders of the USB stick. So USB stick, the root folder, is the parent of NVDA. And the parent of USB stick are the list of drives, or the Windows operating system. So another analogy is, suppose you want to move from suppose you have two programs called program A and program B, and you want to move from a document in program A to menu bar of program B. To do that, you will first focus on, well, at least you're already focused on the document in program A, let's say. So you move to the parent of the document window, which could be components of the program A. It could be menu bar of program A, could be status bar, and so forth. For the components of program A, which the documents is one of them, you go to list the programs that are running. So it would be program A. And then you move to the next object. So you move to program B, which is a sibling of program A. Then you move to program B, and you go to one of its children, which are components of program B, which could be a menu bar. And you already found menu bar, which is a child of program B. Or, to make it more real, I should say, let's take a look at an example where you have a road. So you start from the big highways, let's say, and you see a fork. You come to a three-way intersection. You can go either left or right. So first, you go to the right. Let's say, for sake of this, the road is called road 0. The right-hand fork is called road 1. The left-hand fork is called road 2. So you turn right to road 1. From road 1, you see a four-way intersection. On the right fork is called road 3. The center is road 4. And the left is road 5. And you take the center road, so you go to route 4, you drive or you walk on route 4, but then you might want to move to, let's say, route 8. But then you notice that there is no route 8 nearby. So what do you do? So you would go back to the four-way intersection where route 1 and then 3, 4, and 5 divide from route 1. So you take route 1, and then you come back to the three-way intersection. And then hoping for luck, you take, this time you go to road 2, which, as you recall, coming from route 1, which was a left-hand fork of route, the three-way intersection. So you go to route 2, and then you see a right turn. So you take the right turn, and that's road number 6. So you take the right turn. So you take the right turn, and then you see another three-way intersection on road 6 called road 7 and road 8. Road 7 is on the right-hand side of the fork, and road 8 is the left side. So you found the fork, so you take the left turn to go to road 8. So what I'm describing is how you use object navigation to move through the hierarchy. So to put into perspective of objects, root 0 is a root object, and root 0 has two children called root 1 and root 2. And when you go into root 1, you see three children of its own called Road 3, 4, and 5. And you take one of the children, Road 4. But then, you, as you recall, you want to go to Road 8. So you go back to the four-way intersection, and then you move on to Road 1. So essentially, you're moving from a child object to a parent object. And then on Road 1, you're back at the three-way intersection. And then you see that there's Road 2. So you go to the sibling object of Road 1, which is Road 2. So you go to Road 2, and then you see a fork. And then you take the right-hand child of Road 2, which is called Road 6. And then Road 6 has two children of its own, as you heard, Road 7 and Road 8. And then you take the left-hand fork, which is Road 8. So you're now, you're back, you're on the right object. So that is how you go from parent to child, child to parent, parent to sibling, sibling to sibling, sibling to parent to sibling, sibling to child, etc., etc. This could be complicated. This may sound complicated, but when you look at the objects as components of a program, or parts of a program, then I'm sure you understand why in some cases you may want to use objects to move to different programs and whatnot. There is an actually sort of a solution to this problem, and that is you would use what's called a flat review to move to desired part of a program, and then you, and then after you find the desired part of a program, component of a program, you would actually move your navigator, move to the object where the desired component is. So, example, if you want to use flat review to move from a document window to a status bar, you just go down to the status bar, and then you go to the that object. So you move to that status bar object after that. This concept will make sense when we go through a number of examples. So I figured maybe theory is not enough for you. Maybe listening to all about object, parents, children, or all about that. If I keep talking, I'm sure you might not get a glimpse of what it is. So I prepared a number of examples which highlights NVDA's power when it comes to navigating through objects. The first of this is the desktop navigation. So you use objects to navigate through different parts of a desktop, such as taskbar, notification icons, and so forth. The second example is a direct application of the directory structure object, directory structure, and that's how objects could contain children, such as a file that contain as children the description, such as modified data and so forth. We'll take a look at some examples using Windows Explorer. The third example is about how you use flat review, mouse, and so forth to move around an application, as well as advanced tricks that you can use to NVDA an object, such as viewing where object is situated at, how to activate objects, and all about a discussion on caret, focus, and review cursor. And so for review cursor, in a sense, is a way to look at contents of an object. So, let's get into some of the examples, shall we? Object navigation example 1. Desktop navigation. As you saw, objects has hierarchies, and you learn what objects are. And then you got a taste of how objects are organized into hierarchies, such as parent objects, child objects, and so forth. This may seem a bit difficult to understand at first. So let's go through some of the examples on how objects are really organized in hierarchies and how you can use NVDA's object navigation to navigate through an application. The first example is navigating the desktop. So for this demonstration, I'll be using the desktop layout. And as mentioned, my operating system is Windows 8. NVDA provides an intuitive command set for navigating objects. So right now I should be focused on Internet Explorer, with Gmail website. If I press NVDA with numpad 5,
Gmail inbox document read only.
Gmail inbox document read only. I don't know if you heard it, but
Gmail inbox document read only.
There you go.
Gmail inbox document read only.
Sorry about that. So if I just pressed NVDA and numpad 5 to read the current object. Excuse me. To read the next and previous objects in the current current document or current application, you would use NVDA key with numpad keys 4 and 6. So to read the current object, it would be NVDA plus numpad 5. So let's press NVDA key with numpad 4.
Add to favorites bar toolbar.
Add to favorites bar.
Favorites bar toolbar.
Favorites bar.
Favorites and tools bar toolbar. Tap row tab control.
So now what I'm doing is I'm moving up through the document structure. So right now, above the Gmail text are the various toolbars up on the screen. I'll press NVDA with numpad 6.
Favorites and tools bar toolbar. Favorites bar toolbar. Add to favorites bar toolbar. Gmail inbox document. No next.
No next. This tells me that I'm at the last object. To move up the object so that it, that is to say, to move up the parent object.
Gmail inbox windows Internet Explorer window.
I pressed NVDA key with numpad 8 for move up. Let's try pressing NVDA with numpad 4.
Unknown.
Unknown.
Running applications toolbar. Notification chevron button. System promoted notification area toolbar. User promoted notification area toolbar. I'm is disabled button. Button.
And so forth. So what I'm doing is I'm reading the actual toolbars of desktops. Technically, this is the taskbar. Let's press NVDA with numpad 6.
I'm is disabled button. User promoted system promote notification running app unknown. Gmail inbox windows Internet Explorer window. Unknown. 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 No next. And no desktop list.
And so forth. If I press NVDA up, that is the NVDA with numpad 8.
Desktop window.
That's how if I press NVDA with numpad 8.
No containing object.
No containing object. That means that we're at the root of everything. As you saw before, desktop is the root object of everything. Technically, Windows is the root object of everything. And below Windows are various objects such as desktop list, taskbar, start menu, and so forth. Graphically, at this point, the vast majority of screen is devoted to desktop. Below desktop, on the bottom of the screen, would be the start button. Well, if you don't have Windows 8, that will be something you'll see. In Windows 8, there's no more start button icon on the bottom of the screen. To the right of the start button will be the jump list if you have Windows 7, a quick launch bar, the taskbar and notification icons on the bottom. So let's move through these.
No previous. No next.
So if I'm at the root of object, that is the desktop, let's move through the first child object, which should be
unknown.
One of the taskbar items. So to move to the child object, you would press NVDA with numpad 2.
Unknown. 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 Search text.
Search text.
Apps text. Search box grouping. Unknown. 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 Launch start menu button. 2 p.m. Sunday. 1/13/ Show desktop button. Button. I'm is disabled. User promote. System promoted notification area toolbar.
So what I did was I pressed NVDA with numpad 4 and number 6 to move through each of the icons.
User promoted notification area toolbar.
Now, my object is focused on the user promoted notification bar icons. Let's see what's in there. NVDA with numpad 2.
Synaptics pointing device button.
Okay, NVIDIA NumPad 6.
Bluetooth Manager 010, 60D058.
NVIDIA NumPad 6.
Action Center, no current issues detected button. Fully charged 100% button. At 960 internet access. Speakers 100% button.
Okay, so these are all the test icons. These are system tray icons that you'll see. In one of the screen readers, you can actually use a dedicated command to read this. And there's actually an NVIDIA add-on to allow you to read this list.
No next.
So we're done with that.
At 960 and fully charged 100%.
I'm
button.
Pressing NVIDIA and the numpad 4 to move back through the list of tray icons.
Action Center, no current issues detected. Bluetooth Manager 0. Synaptics, no previous.
And that's done. To move to, say, system icon, since you know the system icon, you need to go through another parent object, you go down. NVIDIA with numpad 8.
User promoted notification area toolbar.
NVIDIA with numpad 6.
System promoted notification area toolbar.
NVIDIA numpad 2.
No objects inside.
This means that we're at the bottom of the object layer. Object hierarchy, I should say. This means the system icon is at the bottom of the object list.
Notification chef, running application, unknown. Running applications toolbar.
I press NVIDIA numpad 6 to go to running applications. Let's try going to some applications. This is a taskbar. NVIDIA with numpad 2.
Gmail inbox windows internet explorer button press submenu.
Anything else? NVIDIA with numpad 6.
File explorer button.
File explorer, NVIDIA numpad 6.
Skype trademark 7 UCR 2012 button submenu.
UCR 2012, that's my Skype ID. NVIDIA numpad 6.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook button submenu.
I have Outlook 2007 on it.
No next.
And that's the running application. That's the list of running applications that you find on taskbar. The reading might vary because this is using Windows 8, so your reading on Windows 7, Windows XP, Windows Vista may vary. If you have Windows 7, you might see jump list. If you have Windows XP, you may see quick launch bar and so forth. To summarize, NVDA with NumPad 5 reads the current object, or it is usually termed navigator object. To read the previous object, NVDA with numpad left arrow, that is NVDA with numpad 4. To read the next object is NVDA with numpad 6, that is NVDA plus numpad right arrow. To move to the previous parent object, that is an object that the current object is a child of, press NVDA with numpad up arrow, that is NVIDIA number 2. To move to the child object, that is the object is contained inside another object, you press NVIDIA with numpad down arrow, that is NVIDIA with numpad 2. So in our desktop example, the root of everything is desktop, the Windows. So to get there, you press NVIDIA with up arrow, NVIDIA with numpad up arrow. Then you would press NVDA with numpad down arrow to move to the list of desktop components. And then to go to the list of running applications from the list of desktop components, you would go all the way up to running applications. And then press NVDA with numpad down arrow. Open it. And then you will see list of running applications that are available to you. And then you can use the NVDA test down arrow, that is numpad down arrow, to move into one of the running applications. We'll come back with the second example on Windows Explorer. Object navigation example 2. Windows Explorer. So I believe the last example was quite hard to understand. I believe so. You learn how to use navigation, object navigation, to move between parent objects, child objects, between objects, and so forth. And you saw an example of moving to desktop icon, and then moving to list of running applications and system tray. So let's get it more practical by running Windows Explorer. Right now I'm at Gmail website, so I'll press Windows E for Windows Explorer.
Computer window, items view list. SQ0.
Now, I'm using Windows 8, so it's called File Explorer under Windows 8. This also allows me to introduce you to focus, carrot, and review cursors. Focus is the cursor used when highlighting text, such as highlighting the current control and highlighting current menu item, and so forth. Usually, when text is highlighted, it has different background. Usually, you would have a background color like white, and then you have a black text and other dark color text or other different color text. But then, if a highlighted background changes to black, and the highlighted text is written in white. That's current focus. Caret would be the cursor when you use arrow keys to move through the text, or when using arrows to move through type text in edit fields and documents and whatnot. And as opposed to that, NVDA object and review cursor are other things. The objects are used to find out the relationship of current object to other objects, such as whether it has child object, whether it has a parent object, whether it has siblings and whatnot. And review cursor is used to read text inside that current object. Think of objects as boxes around the application. In the application, you would have different objects in there, and you use object navigation commands, as you heard last time, to move between them. It's similar to how you use a voiceover to read screen content using iPhone. So if you flip your finger left, you read the previous item or previous object. If you flick right, you will read the next object or next item. This is evident in mail app, iBooks, and whatnot. Well, the flicks are done using one finger. So I'm in the Windows Explorer, so I'm in the drive list, and you briefly heard the SQ something, that's my C drive. So I'll read out the current objects list by pressing NVDA with NumPad 6.
DVDRW drive D, not my passport D, not selected, Bluetooth information exchanger not selected, 4 of 4 row 4 column 1.
So I'm at the last object, that is the Bluetooth information exchange, that's Bluetooth object exchange. And so I want to know where my focus is. So NVDA with tab.
SQ004930V02C.
Okay. That's my current focus, and my object is NVDA with NumPy 5.
Bluetooth information exchanger list item not selected, 4 of 4 row 4 column 1.
So my focus is on the drive, C drive, but then my object is at Bluetooth information exchanger. So I want to move my navigated object to focus, the currently focused item. Navigated object is sort of synonymous with current navigated object. Is there a command to route the navigated object to focus item? There is. So if I press NVDA with numpad minus.
Move to focus. SQ004930V02C. Not selected, 1 of 4 row 1 column 1.
So my navigated object is now at NVDA with numpad 5.
SQ004930V02C.
And it's synchronized to focus. NVDA tab.
SQ004.
Yes, it is the same item. Is there an opposite? That is, say, if my object is positioned, let's say, at
my passport E, not selected, 3 of
my passport E, what, is there a way to bring the focus to my current object? There is. That's Outlook 2007. If I press NVDA with shift with numpad minus.
Move focus. My passport E. Not selected, 3 of 4 row 3 column 1.
NVDA tab.
My passport E. List item focused not selected, 3 of 4 row 3 column 1.
Space.
Space. Selected.
Now it's selected. So NVDA with numpad dash moves the navigated object to focused item, while NVDA shift numpad dash moves the focus to the currently selected object. Are there any children in there? Let's see NVDA with numpad 2.
Graphic.
That's the drive icon.
Name edit my passport E.
My passport E.
No next.
That's it.
Graphic. My passport E. 3 of 4 row 3 column 1.
Parent of this would be
items view list.
Items.
No view. Next. Vertical scroll bar. Namespace tree. Status bar. Status bar.
And these are the controls of Windows Explorer. I'll press backspace.
Items view list. Computer 4 of 26 row.
Computer. NVDA with numpad 4 to move to the the previous items.
User home libraries not selected, 1 of 26, row 1, column 1.
Okay.
Space. No previous. Move focus. Libraries not select, space.
So what I did was I pressed NVDA with numpad 4 to move to libraries. And then I pressed NVDA with shift plus numpad dash to numpad minus to move the focus to library, and I selected the folder. Library and home group.
Home group not selected. Libraries one.
Library and home group, these are only available in Windows 7 and above. Are there any descriptors in there? Any child objects? From libraries, I'll press NVDA with numpad 2.
Graphic.
That's the home, that's a libraries icon.
Name edit libraries. No next. Graphic. Libraries 1 of 26, row 1, column 1.
Let's get into one of the folders. Let's go to users.
U. User 3 of 20. Items view.
Let's go to downloads.
D. Downloads. Download. N. Nachos 3 of 32. N. NDA snapshot.
That's something that I'm working on. What you're hearing is the progress when loading the current window. So my object is NVDA with numpad 5.
NDA snapshot main 5730.
That's the installer file that I used in the first tutorial. Focus should be NVDA with NVDA with tab.
NDA snapshot main 5730.xlist.
Okay, so that's already been selected. Are there any children of this? Well, as you know, the parent must be the Windows Explorer control for downloads folder, just status bar and whatnot. So I'm at the NVDA whatever whatever .exe, and let's go to child objects. NVDA with numpad 2.
Graphic.
That's the file icon. NVDA with numpad 6.
Name edit and DOS snapshot main 5730.x row 2 column 1.
Okay. Next, NVDA with numpad 6.
Date edit 1/5/2013/12:31 p.m. row 2 column 2.
Does it have any children? NVDA with numpad 2.
No objects inside.
It doesn't. So it's at what we call leaf. NVDA with numpad 6.
Type edit application row 2 column 3.
NVDA with numpad 6.
Size edit 15,014 KB row 2 column 4.
Again.
Length edit row 2 column 5. No next.
We're done. So we're at the children of the NVDA .exe.
NDA snapshot main 5000.
And I press NVDA with numpad 8 to move back to the list. So in Windows Explorer, the first object layer we'll see is the list of drives and list of folders and list of files. Below the children will be the descriptors such as size and whatnot. Graphically, the icons are on the far left, followed by the file name below that. And then to the right of those, if you have details list enabled, you see file name, file size, file type, and modified date, and whatnot. So that gives you a sort of a more practical introduction to objects, focus, caret, and review cursor.